Well, it is going to be held out at the Audrain County Fairgrounds. Project check-in is Thursday the 16th. The sale will be on Tuesday the 21st.
Outstanding. And so does that start at a certain time on Thursday or?
4 p.m.
At 4 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. Stephanie, what are some of the things that we won't be seeing this year? And what are some of the things that will be still a staple of this year's fair?
So this year, as with any year, our focus is on our youth exhibitors, 4-H and FFA. So all of their events are still happening this year, between building projects to livestock shows. Some of the things that we have postponed until next year include some of the general community events, such as the Big Veggie Contest and the Photography Show and the Little Mr. and Miss Show, just to kind of help focus and to limit crowds during some of the fair. But so our focus this year is we're going to make sure to focus on our 4-H and FFA members.
Awesome. Now, will people still be able to come to the event, or do they have to purchase a ticket, or is it limited seating, or what are the rules on that?
We're asking families and spectators to still practice social distancing. They're more than welcome to wear a mask if they feel comfortable, but there's no tickets, no cost to get on the ground. We still have bleachers up for those that choose and wish to come out and participate and watch.
Well, it's always an exciting event, and we've got Colton now. We're going to swing the microphone around to Colton here for just a minute. Colton, you're going to be showing in the at the youth fair, and I'm hoping that you'll tell us a little bit about what you're going to do there. I understand you have two pigs you're going to show?
Yes.
And tell us the names of the pigs. That's what I'm interested to hear.
I have a cross skelet named Layla and a cross barrow named Jordan.
Awesome. Awesome. Have you been involved with the fair for several years now? Are you kind of an expert, a veteran, if you will?
No.
That's all right. What other things will you be doing, showing at the fair?
I'll be entering arts and craft in the building.
Awesome. Are you excited? Yeah. That's all right. So if people want more information about this, ladies, where can they go to find out about it?
So we have flyers around town, but you always can go to extension.missouri.edu. And if you search the Audrain Youth Fair, you can pull up our event page and the full fair book and schedule is available there.
All right. So we're definitely...
It's also available on our 4-H page, our Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook page. So if you look up Audrain Youth Fair on Facebook, you'll also see our information there as well.
All right. Well, we're super excited about that. Anything else that you all wanted to add this morning that maybe I've have skipped over?
So we do want to let our community know that we are having our livestock ham and bacon sale on Tuesday, July 21st. We are making some modifications this year to protect and the comfort of our community and our members. So in the past many years, it's been out in the sale arena. This year it's going to be in the building so we can space people out more and to provide them with more comfort. With that, we will not have live animals during the sale. So just want our community members to come if they feel comfortable. If they don't feel comfortable but they would still like to participate, feel free to give us a call out of the Extension office or contact a fair board member. I mean, we'd be happy to work with you to provide a proxy participation if you would like.